Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm completely happy to give you meditation instruction. Today we're going to sit together for our usual 10 minutes, and we're going to start right now. I'm going to give you the full instruction, so if this is your first time, welcome, and don't worry, everything will be explained. So please take your seat and begin to get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or it's also fine to sit in a chair completely. And if you do, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to talk to you about something that we may not put together in our minds, which is that meditation practice can actually improve your relationships. And I'm going to tell you a story very briefly to illustrate what I mean. So once I met a woman who had a scrapbook that she was keeping about her wedding. And in it, she had pictures of the various dresses she was trying to decide between and beautiful flower arrangements that she liked, that she would be able to point to the florist to say, I like this and that, and listings for bridesmaids' gifts, like things she might want to give bridesmaids, and hairstyles, like everything was in this book. There's only one thing that she was missing, and that was a boyfriend or girlfriend. She had no one to marry at this particular moment, but in her mind, she had dreamed this whole scenario. And so you can imagine what it would be like if somehow you became her boyfriend or girlfriend. You would suddenly find yourself enmeshed in a drama that had already been written. And I tell you this story because we all walk around all day with such dramas playing in our minds. And we may not be aware of it, and they may not be as obvious as this particular woman's example. But this is what we call projecting on to others, what we hope they may do or fear they may do. And the image that comes to mind whenever I think about this is this. There's a movie playing in your mind all the time, what people are like, what you can expect, what you don't want them to do, what you do want them to do, what you think men are like, what you think women are like, what you think people from Asia are like, or people from Alaska, whatever it might be. Excuse me. That's always playing in your mind. And it's like each of us has a lens stuck in the middle of our forehead. And wherever we look, our movie projects onto the environment. And whoever walks through this movie suddenly is cast in a role as scary person or awesome person or I don't care about you person, whatever it might be. And here's what all of this has to do with meditation. As we practice placing our attention on the breath and letting your thoughts go, if they distract you, and coming back, we are also practicing releasing our projections, which are never happening in the present moment. They are always happening in the past or the future, to instead place our attention on the present moment, which in the case in meditation is represented by the breath. So when you're placing your attention on the breath, you're placing your attention on the present, because your breath can't be in the past or the future. So when we are able to soften our projections, when you can let your projections go to take a fresh look at your relationships, at people you're talking to, it changes everything, and it introduces a powerful note of genuineness and possibility. So as we meditate today, and we're going to start right now, recognize that we are also practicing a very important skill that can help us deepen our relationships with those we care about and those we have yet to meet. So I hope this makes sense. Please, any questions, comments, put them in the comment section of the blog post that goes along with this. And that's it. Let's start our practice for today. So please begin your practice by sitting up straight, but also with a sense of ease. Like you belong right here. There's nothing else for you to do for the next 10 minutes. Every single thing on earth can wait, because it really can. Unless your hair's on fire or something. But barring that, take your seat with a sense of firmness and relaxation. The hands are palms down, just above the knee or at mid-thigh. And let the hands and arms and shoulders really relax. And feel what it feels like to let your hands rest, because usually they're doing something all day. But now they can just rest. And let that feeling of rest in the hands radiate up into your torso and neck and head, and then down to the lower half of your body. Let your whole body fill with this sense of rest. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And the mouth is closed. Breath comes in and out through the nose. Just however you're breathing is fine. There's no breathing technique. And the eyes remain open. And the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters, or what would be in that spot if you could see that far, just in case you're in a small space. And rather than zooming in on a particular single point, let your eyes relax and let the whole visual field in. Like, what can you see without moving your eyes? Let it all in. So you're seeing, but not looking, if that makes sense. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Place your attention on your breath. In other words, just notice that you're breathing. Feel your body breathing. Let your attention ride the breath with a light touch, meaning you don't have to grip your breath with your attention. You can just ride it like you would a wave. Your mind keeps making thoughts, which is no problem. There's no need to stop thinking or think happy things, or your thoughts are irrelevant in this practice. And if you notice that you become absorbed in a thought instead of your breath, you get an A++, because you just woke up and saw where you were. And each time you do that, you get another A++, and just let go of the thought. Doesn't matter what the content is. And bring your attention back to your breath with a quality of gentleness. And begin again, riding the breath. Thank you so much for your practice.